And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. 105th PGA Championship teed off today at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Clubhouse lead is currently held by Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson fired 4-under-66, holds a one-shot advantage over Scottie Scheffler and Corey Connors. Former Oklahoma State star Victor Hovland headlines the group done at minus two. Justin Suh is the only player in the clubhouse with 1-under-69. Harold Varner III is amongst the guys done at level par. Colin Morikawa, Sahith Tagala, and Rory McIlroy finished at 1-over. Defending champion Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, Cam Smith all shot plus two. Shane Lowry, Jordan Spieth had 3-over. The Masters champion John Rahm fired a disappointing 6-over-76. On the course currently, Seb Straka is the best out there at 3-under. Sam Burns, former Sooner Abe Anser, Adam Scott, and Justin Rose are minus one. Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Patrick Cantlay are even. Ricky Fowler, Cam Young, Max Homa, and some others are still playing at 2-over. First round will not be completed in its entirety due to an hour and 50-minute frost delay this morning. For the third straight series, the Miami Heat won Game 1 on the road. Last night, it was a 123-116 win in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. Heat trailed by 9 at halftime, but turned the game around with a 46-point third quarter, outscoring the Celts by 21 and holding on for the win. Jimmy Butler led Miami with 35. Jason Tatum paced Boston with 30, but committed a pair of costly turnovers down the stretch. 46-point third quarter was the highest scoring quarter in Miami Heat playoff history, second most points Boston had ever given up in a quarter in a playoff game. Game 2 tomorrow night in Boston. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals will be played tonight in Denver. Nuggets took Game 1 over the Lakers Tuesday, looking to hold serve on their home court before the scene shifts to L.A. this weekend. Lakers trailed most of Game 1, but found themselves in the fourth quarter to almost pull off an improbable comeback. Will those adjustments even the series, or will Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets take a commanding 2-0 lead? We'll find out tonight with the tip coming at 7:30. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.